initially, before the election, even when it was clear that the Republicans were headed for a pretty big win, most of the GOP leaders were sort of poo-pooing the idea of actually shutting the government down, saying it's very disruptive and not really the kind of thing you want to do, and people don't like it. But lately, there's been sort of more and more talk about really drawing a line in the sand, and it is starting to look a little more likely. I wouldn't characterize it as being highly likely yet, but it seems to be sort of inching in that direction.
And there's, and in fact, in your blog post, you have a number of things. There's the rhetoric on this particular topic has almost gotten, it's almost hard to believe, it's heightened even more.
Yeah, I think actually since the election, the rhetoric has ratcheted up. The anger seems to be, if anything, increasing, and people seem to be, you know, there are a lot of people who seem to be sort of itching for a fight on this stuff.
Yeah. Well, and you point to a piece in the New Republic where they write that you can't essentially say, hey, this is the worst guy since worst guy ever, and then go around and sign off on his proposals.
Right, that's exactly right. They've sort of set themselves up in a position where they're accusing the president of doing grave damage to the economy and the country and saying essentially he must be stopped. It's going to be very difficult to do that and then say, well, we'll just compromise for now, and then, you know, after the next election, we'll really start tackling these things.
It's, and of course, we're also hearing in this Thanksgiving season, you know, I know feds, a lot of feds don't feel very thankful because they're under a lot of pressure, under a lot of people saying, hey, they're the problem. And in my sense, a lot of really backwards kind of thinking, sort of cart before the horse, will cut the people. Instead, figure out what my sense is, you figure out what government should do and then have the people to do that. Instead, we're chopping workforce instead of figuring out and saying, oh, yes, we also want you to do everything. And that seems to me part of the problem rather than the solution.
Yeah, there's nothing really strategic about this at all. There's no sort of sense of, hey, let's look at this and figure out what we can't do. Even in the deficit reduction commissions, of which there seems to be a different one every day.
Right. Hey, it's Tuesday. It must be a time for the so-and-so deficit report.
Right. Even they tend to pretty much take a whack at federal pay and want across-the-board hiring freezes, which I think have an almost unblemished record of causing more damage than they help.
And yet there seems to be a lot of attention focused on, hey, we understand that there's an issue here and everybody needs to contribute. How do we go about doing that? And that seems to be, I mean, the Post had a story yesterday talking about, oh, hold on, is there consensus around deficit issues? I don't know that there is yet.
No, I don't think there is. I think there's room for it. I think if people were willing to say, hey, let's all go in and agree we're going to each have to give up some of our sacred cows,
yeah,
and get some other things that we want, there, it's not that difficult to do. It's really only difficult if you're taking the position that it's my way or the highway. And as the Republicans coming in particular, you know, they really weren't elected to compromise. I mean, people like to say that, to say, oh, you know, the American people brought us here to work things out. I
don't hear very many people saying that anymore.
No, they don't. The polls before the election said quite clearly that people wanted representatives who would not compromise on principles, who would uphold their principles. And I don't think there is much of a constituency that says, hey, get together and work things out.
The interesting thing will be, you know, I think in 1995, this went off in a direction that was no one knew which direction it was going to go. And it really was a turning point for the Clinton administration. My prediction, and I don't like making predictions, but my prediction is we don't know what we don't know. It's hard to predict how this will turn out.
Yeah, it is difficult, and I think that's one of the things some on the right are saying is, first of all, they're saying that basically it was unfair that Republicans got blamed for the last shutdown, that it was just as much Bill Clinton's fault because he vetoed budget legislation. And they take the position that, you know, he portrayed this as the Republicans shutting down government, and essentially the liberal media aided and abetted that effort. So that there's sort of that school of thought out there. But I think that it's going to be difficult for the Republicans to come in and take a hard line on this and not get the lion's share of the responsibility if there actually is a shutdown.
And it's also important to remember that, yes, just the House is turned. The Senate's still in Democratic hands, although much more tenuously.
Yeah, that's right. It is going to be that much more difficult to get a consensus around any particular course of action. And on top of that, it all depends on where they choose to make their battle over whether the government stays open or not. There's talk of doing it over a move to increase the debt limit. And that's different than budget legislation. That
right.
would be if Congress fails to act, then parts of the government stop going because there's no funds to run them. And that can be, that almost certainly will rebound onto the Republicans because it won't, Obama will have done nothing.
And on top of that, I mean, the budgets haven't been passed. I mean, not a single of the 12, 13, spending bills got passed the past year under a Democratic Congress. I mean, it's hard to imagine how these things get passed for next year. And everyone talks about rolling budgets back to pre-Obama levels. There hasn't been an increase in a lot of budgets. They've been under continuing resolutions or last year's money for a number of years now.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a mess. And there's a certain irony in members of Congress lecturing federal agencies on how they ought to be run when you look at how the budget process has gone. I mean, no sane private sector institution would run its budget the way it's been run in the past decade or so.
It also, I mean, makes life difficult for agencies on a number of fronts. Feds eventually got paid, but there was question back in 95 about whether feds would get paid for that period.
Yeah, there was. I mean, I think that would be really extreme if they tried to deny people pay, but who knows? We're sort of in uncharted territory.
So we're going to test out the, and we're going to mark this tape, but we're going to test out the Tom Shoup crystal ball. What do you see coming down in the next couple months?
I think, and I'm like you, I hate to make predictions, so I'm loath to predict what's going to happen, but I think it is going to be very contentious. At the end of the day, I guess I would be surprised if they went the shutdown route again, because people tend to notice pretty quickly what they actually get out of government, and they don't like it when it gets taken away.